Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. New York is making progress in its crackdown on illegal marijuana dispensaries. Today, the governor and mayor discussed the operation. Our Juliet Papa has the story.
Mayor Adams took us inside a warehouse filled with weed, explaining that an updated state law allowed authorities to be more effective in shutting down illegal cannabis shops.
We saw the legal market start to increase in their profits.
The law not only increases fines, but penalizes landlords who give them the space. The concern is also about how the product is catering to children. Councilmember Gail Brewer says parents have reached out.
And then one day I had a principal call me crying on the phone because he had vaping in the classroom, and he had never seen that before.
The mayor says he'll be addressing this with school officials before classes begin next month. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A woman is under arrest for a fatal hit-and-run in Brooklyn that occurred several months ago.
Late on the night of November 13th in Borough Park, Mohammed Hossein was crossing 37th Street at Fort Hamilton Parkway when he was hit by a Honda CR-V. He fell to the pavement and was then hit by another car and died at the scene. None of the two vehicles stayed at the scene. Police have now arrested 66-year-old Sharon DaCosta, who they say was at the wheel of the Honda. She's charged with leaving the scene of a deadly accident. DaCosta was released without bail at arraignment. The other driver is still out there. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is investigating the shooting death of a man on Staten Island early today. 28-year-old Shamel Massey lived in the Arlington section. He was shot on Roxbury Street near the Mariners Harbor houses. Another man, also 28, was wounded in the arm. He's listed in stable condition. Massey's death was the first gun killing on Staten Island this year and only the second murder. At this time last year, there had been 14 murders in the borough. A Queens man is under arrest for sexually assaulting two teenage girls a few years back.
The NYPD's Special Victims Unit making the arrest a couple of weeks ago. In fact, they nabbed 27-year-old Aaron Jafour and charged with sexual assault of two girls aged 13 and 14. We're just learning these new details today as sources telling 1010 Winds that Jafour was a counselor with the Police Athletic League at the time of these alleged incidents, 2017 through early 2018, and that these girls, now young women, say Jafour assaulted them multiple times. Now, the NYPD is also asking this, that anyone else who thinks they may have been a victim of Jafour to confidentially come forward. They can do that via Crime Stoppers or the NYPD's Sex Crimes Hotline. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Queens.
An arrest has been made in connection with the Secret Service detail assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. A Manhattan software developer stands accused of damaging the license plates of two SUVs belonging to the agents. This happened while Ella Emhoff was dining at a nearby restaurant in Tribeca. The Secret Service says she was never in any danger. Video from TMZ shows Ella Emhoff being ushered into a black SUV while the suspect was led away in handcuffs. Harry Hayman has been charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. A new effort to boost funding for mental health resources for first responders.
It's no question that first responders could benefit from peer-to-peer emotional support. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bipartisan First Responders Wellness Act is hoped to provide that.
In New York, more specifically, a recent survey found that over a third of first responders were exhibiting symptoms of PTSD.
The newly introduced bill would invest $125 million over the next five fiscal years towards a grant program providing mental health services to law enforcement officers.
It also calls for a $50 million investment over the next five fiscal years to establish a mental health hotline for first responder community members.
This would add a first responder extension to the already existing nationwide 988 suicide crisis hotline. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
If you felt something strange just before 1 a.m. near Trenton, New Jersey, it might have been this. A small earthquake rocked the area. Today's trembler came only a few months after a magnitude 4.8 quake rattled the New York City area. And it's believed today's shaker was an aftershock from that earlier quake. This time, the tremor measured 2.2. There are no reports of any damage or injuries, and more aftershocks could still be on the way. A federal judge just shot down New Jersey's ban on the AR rifle as unconstitutional, but he did let stand the state's cap on magazines with more than 10 rounds. He temporarily delayed the order for 30 days, as his decision left both Second Amendment activists and the state's attorney general planning appeals. The judge cited the Supreme Court's 2022 decision, which expanded gun rights, as his rationale for ruling against the ban.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.